Hi there. Hello and a warm welcome to Grassroots, an hour-long netcast from Ragamuffin Media, the home website of some of the finest root country music on the World Wide Web. We invite you to pull up a chair, make yourself a coffee, draw a beer from the cooler, relax back on this fine summer's evening, and let the cares of your day slip away with the rustle of the breeze through the trees. And join me, the old grey Silver Fox, and my co-presenter, Mike Plumley, as we settle back on our own front porch here in Bishopstoke, England, for a great hour of grassroots music, topics of interest, emails and concert listings in the musical style and ethos of one of America's finest singer-songwriters from Columbia, North Carolina, Mr. Jack Williams. And before we get underway with the first track tonight, Mike, I think you ought to say hello to everybody out there on the web.
Hi there. The white lightning sure tastes good around here.
Really good. So, okay, we're away with the first track of the night.
Got an old car running sweet. I got shoes all over my feet. I love my job and I love you. Love a little taste of that homemade bread, break it half in two. I got a brick house, there's room enough for you and me. Cats and all of our stuff. Two tall pines of shady greens. Sapsucker tapping on the hickory limb, laughing in your face. I'm a hometown boy, making do, getting by on peanuts, pennies, and plenty of loving you. If you see me fly, just passing through. Stands two old cats lie buried in the sand. Why we cry, it's hard to say. We said goodbye, old friends, when they went away. I'll ramble down some blue highway, making friends, new friends, rainy day. My wife's back home, I miss her so. Give me a little taste of that American road, I got to go. I'm a hometown boy, making do, getting by on peanuts, pennies, and plenty of loving you. If you see me fly, just passing through. I'm a hometown boy, making do. In my ear, I got loads of time. Drink a little whiskey at the sun to go to meeting, and I won't mind. I'm a hometown boy, making do, getting by on peanuts, pennies, and plenty of loving you. If you see me fly, just passing through. I'm a hometown boy, making do. I'm a hometown boy, making do. Hometown boy, making do.
Well, there you have it, Hometown Boy by my dear friend Jack Williams. I have to say this was one of the first tracks I ever heard Jack sing. I've heard him open a couple of concerts with it. I think it's one of his personal favorites. So I'm going to pass over to my fellow caster here, who's got something to say which I think you'll find a little special.
I think we'd like to pay a tribute to John Hartford, and the only way I can think to do it is to play a John Hartford song, but before it, to read a poem by a good friend of mine from Tulsa, Oklahoma, C.J. Wells. It's called Song for John Hartford. Paddle boats creep and weep neath the willows, while we stand on the shore and listen for the scream of a steam whistle singing in the glory of moving. That muddy old river keeps rolling for you. The Cumberland may slumber and the moon may not rise. The darkness of night may teach us to see that the key to it all is to keep on wandering, unblinded by things that are true. And the rivers all shiver like new strings of silver. They mourn with the stars and moan with the wind. They cry for the loss of a friend and a lover, and dream of the day you may ride them again. The fiddles are tuned and June is soon coming. The leaves are as green as that 6 o'clock girl who still twirls forever in a dusty train station holding a big blue balloon. You who wrote songs as strong as the timber can rest in the shade of memories and vines. The window blinds close on your eye of parting while the yellows and greens turn to blue and the rivers all shiver like new strings of silver. They mourn with the stars and moan with the wind. They cry for the loss of a friend and a lover, and dream of the day you may ride them again.
Someday, my baby, when I am a man, and others have taught me the best that they can, to sell me a suit, to cut off my hair, to send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew. Goodbye to the flowers and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. I made all my payments, it's time to go home. Wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers and goodbye. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. Sunshine, goodbye to you, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must. must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings.
God bless you, John Hartman. Right, the next track that we're going to put in the old playing machine here, hopefully, my colleagues beavering away like mad, is for a very special lady, or a lady who's become very special to us in the last couple of months, because in the end of November, December of the current year, Jack Williams will be touring the UK in a UK tour of about 12 gigs. And at the same time, his close friend, dear friend, Kate Campbell, will also be touring here. We have the privilege of hosting a concert on the 2nd of December, where they both will be appearing at the Talking Heads in Southampton. So I've got a record here which is a little special, and one which has become quite my favorite over the past couple of months. So settle back in your chair on our porch and take this one in.
I heard Odessa's mind was sick, that she was crazier than hell. The police caught her turning tricks down at the Blue and Gray Motel. Odessa was the neighbor's maid. She had 10 mouths at home to feed. They bust her kids to Birmingham and put her in the county jail. Nobody seemed to give a damn. They say a white man posted bail. My dad said not to breathe the word. I told my brother all I heard. And the train of change was coming fast in my hometown. We had the choice to climb on board or get run down. And it was crazy, there were grown men fights over segregation and civil rights, Martin Luther King, KKK, George C. Wallace, and LBJ. When the National Guard came in, I thought the world was gonna end. It was crazy in Alabama. Down at the corner dairy dip, they sold soft ice cream for a dime. White people ordered from the front. The side was for the colored line. And we all were told they had their place because they were a different race. We spent hot summer afternoons at the public swimming pool, where the privileged you played on their island of Peru. And brown children watched outside the fence. It never made one lick of sense. But the train of change was coming fast in my hometown. We had the choice to climb on board or get run down. And it was crazy, there were grown men fights over segregation and civil rights. Martin Luther King, KKK, George C. Wallace, and LBJ. When the National Guard came in, I thought the world was gonna end. It was crazy in Alabama. My mama yelled, "Child, get inside." Drew the drapes, locked the doors. We watch the marchers passing by, felt the rumble, heard the roar, and they all held hands, they sang and wept, and freedom rang in every step. 'Cause the train of change was marching through my hometown. We had the choice to climb on board or get run down. And it was crazy, there were grown men fights over segregation and civil rights. Martin Luther King, KKK, George C. Wallace and LBJ. When the National Guard came in, I thought the world was gonna end. It was crazy in Alabama. In Alabama.
That's a great track, Ron. Love that one. Here's a little treat. These two guys have come out of North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, and the Blue Ridge Mountains, and they've been setting the Isle of Wight and Hampshire alight with their playing. Dan Lewis is a composer, multi-instrumentalist, and toured with the great blues players Walter and Ethel May Phelps from the area, and is partnered here with his great friend Joe Freeman in a band called Down Home, just a duo. And this is a couple tracks from them. Joe Freeman is probably the best kept secret in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and you'll hear why when you hear his banjo playing, Dan Lewis on guitar and singing.
All the way down the old French Broad across to Tennessee, hear the thunder and roar of the souped-up Ford when the lightning's running free. Spring water flows right out of the ground, firewood grows on trees, and the sweet corn grows till you boil it down when the lightning's running free. The government can tax the land for toil and misery, but they can't slap a fine on the bright moonshine when the lightning's running free. There ain't no money way back in the hills, as wild as it can be, but the moonshine runners can pay their bills when the lightning's running free. So the moonshiner runs his liquor to town to feed his family, and the government dogs come sniffing around when the lightning's running free. The government can tax the land for toil and misery, but they can't slap a fine on the bright moonshine when the lightning's running free. All the way down the old French Broad across to Tennessee, hear the thunder and roar of a souped-up Ford when the lightning's running free. Lightning's running free. Lightning running free.
Some of my friends on the internet run into all kinds of problems with their lives, and we all do. So this next song by Dan Lewis and Joe Freeman is for anyone who gets down. It's a beautiful Southern gospel feel to it. It's called At the Crossroads.
To choose which way at the crossroads,
at the crossroads.
It's a constant fight between wrong and right down at the crossroads,
at the crossroads.
The lower road looks easy, but it's dark around the bend. The higher road is hard to climb, but a light shines at the end. Yeah, yeah, so which way you gonna go? At the crossroads,
crossroads, yeah.
Which way you gonna go? Oh, at the crossroads,
at the crossroads.
At the crossroads,
at the crossroads.
But it's a one-way track and a long walk back to the crossroads,
to the crossroads.
It's hard to make the right choice with temptation round the bend. You got to listen for that small voice. That's the voice of your best friend. Yeah, yeah, so which way you gonna go? At the crossroads,
at the crossroads, yeah.
Which way you gonna go? Oh, at the crossroads,
at the crossroads.
Don't you know I'm going up,
going up.
I'm headed up,
headed up.
I'm moving up,
moving up.
I'm climbing up, oh Lord, now help me up,
help me up.
I'm headed up,
headed up.
I'm moving up,
moving up.
I'm climbing up, oh. But it's dark around the bend.
Yeah, I've been there.
The higher road is hard to climb, but a light shines at the end. Yeah, yeah. So which way you gonna go? At the crossroads,
at the crossroads, yeah.
Which way you gonna go? Oh, at the crossroads,
at the crossroads.
Don't you know I'm going up,
going up.
I'm headed up,
headed up.
I'm moving up,
moving up.
I'm climbing up, oh Lord, now help me up,
help me up.
I'm headed up,
headed up.
I'm moving up,
moving up.
I'm climbing up. Thank you.
Well, that sure was some fine picking there, Mike. I really enjoyed that.
That's crackers, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard them play in depth, you know. It was really wonderful. They must have had a great concert in the Isle of Wight last week.
Oh, they've been playing out of their trees everywhere. And they played out of their trees at the Duke of Wellington, Southampton on Friday night as well.
Oh, terrific. Where are they going after they've been in Southampton? Where are they off to next?
Well, they're going to play with the OK Wranglers at Romsey at the Beggars' Fair on Saturday.
Oh, right. Well, for people in the States, Romsey is about 7 miles to the west and north of Southampton.
And it's going to be the OK Wranglers' last gig. I mean, short of Commander Cody, there isn't a better rockabilly band anywhere.
Okay, great. Yeah, sounds fantastic. Right, now, my next job, while Mike sorts out the next CD in the slots, is to talk to you about what we refer in a light-hearted way as Jack Williams' Western Loop. That doesn't mean poor old Jack's going off his beam. It means that basically at the moment Jack's on a fairly long journey. And last night, July the 9th, he was in fact in Challis in Maine. Yeah, it's on the list here.
No, it's in Idaho.
In Idaho. Thanks. Well, yeah. And I'm getting crossword here. It's 11th and Main Street, Challis, Idaho.
My dear friend Tony Gilliam has put the gig on.
Yeah, well, this is a gig which, in conjunction with Mike here in the UK, we got organised for Jack over there. Jack's looking for house concerts. If anybody out there is interested in offering Jack a good venue for a house concert, believe me, my friends, do it, because you'll have a wonderful evening. And Jack's on his way to the 7th annual Vancouver Island Music Fest at the Courtenay Fairgrounds, Courtenay, British Columbia. For your information, performance times are on the 14th of July, the Roland Stage, 1 to 2:25. American Dream Workshop, and he's appearing with Willis, Alan Rumsey, Steve Forber, Chuck Brodsky, Liza Gillickson, and Peter Lamson. Sunday, the 15th of the 7th, he's on main stage at 11:45 a.m., so make a note. And again, on Sunday, the 15th, he's on the Roland stage at 1 o'clock to 2:25. Sunday Blues Workshop, appearing with Peter Lamson, Steve James, Eugene Smith, Carlos Jajunko, Orville Johnson, and Mark Graham. So that's really going to be some gig. And if you're tuning in, which I know you will at some stage, Jack, we could do with some feedback on the Challis Arts Council concert. We're interested to know what you thought of the scenery and what it was like up there. And of course, on his way back on July the 17th, Jack's calling in to our old pal Teacher Jeff's in Portland, Oregon, to give a house concert up there. I know that Jeff's been working away madly on the old menu. So we'll no doubt get a feedback from Jack himself as to how it all went in due course. And an email from you, Jeff, as well would be handy. And then on July the 19th, Jack's also got a house concert in Redwood City, CA, California. So the next record, I think, is about ready to fly. And I hand you over to Mike to pull the switches and the levers as we slip into this one.
Seaboard rail line, Charleston bound, sashay skyward one last round. Herons and bitters with their heads hung down, the old bug dancer's gone. The fiddler squeals in the cotton gin, strikes a match, he invites us in. Guitars, banjos, and mandolins play the old bug dancer's song. Sweet Joe Cassie, make my bed. My dreams are loose and the moon is red. With all this music left unsaid,
answer's gone. There is no star for me to climb, to scan the sky for one last rhyme. I'll borrow one from him this time. The old bug dance is gone. The Santee's burning at the source. It veers unfettered from its course, like some alligator tidal force. The old buck dancer's gone. Sweet Joe Cassie, make my bed. My dreams are loose and the moon is red. With left unsaid, the old bug dancer's gone. The dancer witnessed blood and fire. He saw with the seers and he lied to the liars. And he bled for every heart's desire. The old bug dancer's gone. So give me one last spin around with every pretty girl in town. Then bury me in the live old crown and then dance all over my grave. Sweet Joe Cassie, make my bed. My dreams are loose and the moon is red. With so much music left unsaid, the old bug dancer's gone. The old bug dancer's gone.
That's the old buck dancer's gone, which is Jack Williams' tribute on the death of his friend James Dickey, the poet and author from South Carolina, who was responsible for the film Deliverance. Now, we're going to move on and play a track from Mark Stewart from Songs from a Corner Stage. Mark Stewart, if you don't know, is Stacey Earle's husband. We had the great delight of hearing him play on the Isle of Wight recently, and this is a great track from his album Songs from a Corner Stage. It's called Old Money.
They said I came from the wrong side of my town, and I'd surely have to agree. Said nothing good ever came from down there, something we never wanted to believe. But I went to school with a pretty little girl, she could never escape my eye. We fell in love and wouldn't work, but we knew we had to try. She had the richest daddy around, he had no use for the common ground. remember on the 4th of July, there were rockets exploding above. They came and found me at the meeting place where we always escaped in our love. I saw her daddy stop and kill his headlights with the sheriff and his boys close behind. When they were through taking turns at me, I could see quite clear through these eyes. She had the richest daddy around. He had no use for the common ground. Another case of love going down. Old money runs every town. Since I left, and I think of all I've done, the many battles I chose to fight, but some just can't be won. They said I came from the wrong side of my town. I guess I'd have to agree. Said nothing good ever came from down there. Something we never wanted to believe. She had the richest daddy around. He had no use for the common ground. Another case of love going down. Old money runs every town. Your town, it runs my town, it runs every town.
Really great song that, Mike. I love that. Can you give us a
cracker,
bit
of isn't it?
Yeah, what's the background on that?
Well, Mark Stewart is Stacey Earle's husband, and he's a great guitar player. And if you ever get the chance, you probably weren't at the Brook when he did People Get Ready by Curtis Mayfield and absolutely stunk the place. He's just a marvellous entertainer, and you just need to catch him any chance you can.
Yeah, right, okay, that's great. I really enjoyed that. In fact, I'm enjoying the whole hour's run at the moment. I'm having a ball here. And I'm going to switch direction again now, and I'm going back towards to Kay Campbell. I've already mentioned earlier on that she's touring here at the end of November, beginning of December, and at the moment there are 12 gigs on the list. If you tune on to link on to our website to the links page, you can in turn link on to Kate's page and pick up all of her venues in the UK. We're going to have what we think is going to be a fantastic time down there. Because we're going to have like a Thanksgiving Folk Fest, and I think we're going to be jammed in there, Mike, absolutely door to door, you know.
Oh, it's going to be great at the Talking Heads. It's a beautiful venue.
Yeah, I think it's one of these places, not very big, and if we fill it up with the quality of music we're going to be pushing that night, it should be something special. Now then, in 1998, Kate produced an album called Visions of Plenty, and the lead track on this particular album turns out to be something rather special, but I'll let you people out there and my fellow listeners on the net be the judge of this.
Mm-hmm.
season. I have worked to find a way to buy a piece of land to call my own. Sometimes when that Delta sun comes beating down, well, I swear those rows of cotton shine like gold. Visions of
Visions of Plenty and Kate Campbell. Another great song from Kate. And while we're on the subject, and providing I can keep this mic close enough in, one of the things is these eyes are not as good as they used to be, and I need my specs on now in order
to... Well, white lightning you've been drinking.
It's the white lightning, yeah. Okay, so we have a current touring list for Kate at the moment. She has a house concert on the 10th of July in Bedford, New Hampshire. And then on the 12th of July, she's at the WUMB Members Concert, Boston, Massachusetts. Somebody's going to email me and tell me probably who or what the WUMB, which reminds me of a song years ago, but we'll come back to that later perhaps. Now, on the 13th of July, Kate's at the Guthrie Center. That's for Dan Desenoville Road, yeah? And I'm looking at it. Housatonic, Massachusetts. Ooh, what a mouthful. Our American friends are going to have great fun putting me to correction on a lot of this. On the 14th of July, she's at the Emmeline Theatre at 153 Library Lane. Mamaroneck, New York. Oh, right, great.
She's got Moran McNally.
Moran McNally, yeah. And on the 15th of July, she has a house concert in Princetown, which is in New Jersey. And on the 19th, Six String Cafe, McGregor Village Shopping Center, near the corner of U.S. Highway 1 and U.S. Highway 64, and that's in North Carolina.
I know the Six String very well, because a good friend, Anthony Neff, played there when it opened in North Carolina. It's a great venue.
On the 21st, she's at an Acoustic Muse concert at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial Church, 717 Rugby Road, Charlottesville. And I'm looking at the print here. It's not too clever. So come on, Mike, help me out. Where's that? Charlottesville?
That's in Virginia.
Yeah, well, thank you. VA, yeah, you're right again. Okay, now we're on to the next track, which is, again, something completely different. A guy brought this CD to me some while ago, and I picked a couple of tracks off it, which I liked particularly. This is one which stands out. Perhaps we'll talk a little bit more about it after we play it.
I remember the year that Crazy Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although with a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. You know, Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, I used to follow Clayton around. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. There ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. Oh, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down into an old sea. But I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink food. I can see him half-stone picking up the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he can only see me now. Opryland, USA, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. Oh, I know there's a lot of big preachers, they know a lot more than I do. Could be that the good Lord likes a little picking too. Oh, I hope so. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
Well, there's no need for me to tell you that that was Tom T. Hall, the man himself, eh? The Nashville Storyteller. This was a CD that was brought along to me, a great collection. I enjoyed it very much. It's headlined Tom T. Hall, and it's available on RMC label, out of interest. And I think we're going to play a few more of Tom's tracks over forthcoming weeks. Now, the next track that we're lining up to play you tonight is a little unusual because it comes off of one of Jack Williams' first albums, which was The Dream of the Song Dog, first published, Jack will correct me if I get this wrong, in 1995. Now, I love this album. I'm one of the few lucky ones. Uncle Jim Selleck down there, Jack's UK promoter, sent me a copy some while ago. I must confess, when I first listened to it, I wasn't altogether too taken. The more I listened to it, the more I got hooked on this. So I'll let you folks out there be the judge. We're going to roll this track, and you tell me afterwards what you think of it.
Well, I promised Eloise I'd never leave her. Said no one could ever take her place. But now I do believe I'm up to see the poor girl. Every time I see a pretty face, there's something to be said for being faithful. Faithful like that sled never signed. Well, I last saw Eloise as I departed. So much to do, so little time. There's got to be a way to do it all. There's got to be a way to do it all. Before they bring me out for the last curtain call, there's gotta be a way to do it all.
Lots of influences there, and from Jack Williams' days playing the fraternity balls and everything else. Excellent track, Brian. First time I've heard that.
Yeah, I can hear the old R&B influences coming in there. There's a bit of a wild man in there breaking out occasionally, as we've noticed at the end of our gigs when he winds up the set, you know?
Exactly. Now for something completely different, as Monty Python might say. Is an English lady carrying on the tradition of the late great Sandy Denny, beautiful English voice. She's been working with Tim O'Brien in the performances of The Crossing, but she's a great artist in her own right. This is Kate Rusby, and this is a song called The First of All Yarrow.
Say about that? That was totally different, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to get my colleague now to put on the next and what will likely to be the final track of our evening. Before we play this track, and I think the number on this CD is track 7, before we play this particular track, a couple of messages for folks out there. Mama Sarah Bessonet, yeah, it's... Yeah, no, it's mum first. Mum takes preference over daughter, you see. She's waiting on a tape from me. But don't worry, Shirley Valentine is not forgotten, mama. And the tape will be on its way to you shortly. We checked the quality of it, and it wasn't all that we wanted. Next on my message list is to her daughter, Sally, our moderator on our Jack Williams Song Dog list. And I must say, I think the song dog list for Jack Williams is about right. Sounds good to us, doesn't it, Mike?
It certainly does.
And the message to Sal is, we think you're a very brave lady, and she's upped and she's moved temporarily to San Francisco, but she's in contact with us virtually every other day. Hope it's all going well out there, Sal. This is going to be one big surprise broadcast for you, because I must confess we've told nobody about this tonight, have we, Mike?
No, and we're looking forward, Sally, to seeing you come to England with Jack and come on tour, and we'll show you the Greys in Brighton, the Pit in Farnham, the Talking Heads, and we'll show you the Isle of Wight. What better introduction to this little fine country that we've got here than that?
Yeah, and we know you're coming over as much as anything, not just to follow Jack's tour, but also to follow a couple of concerts. Willie Nelson, the man himself, is over here at that time. And who else have I got to mention? Oh, well, there's Doug there. I hope you're feeling well down there, Doug. And Herb over in Paris, I hope you're really up to it. And Richard filling up there in the Pines. All you people, we're looking for some feedback, some emails and some information, anything of interest, be sure to tell us.
I think you meant Steve in the Pines, didn't you?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I did, Steve. I'm getting confused here. We've got Richard in the UK. We've got Steve over there. Very similar setup. Okay, so I think we're about ready now to hit this last track, and I'll get Mike to push the buttons,
press
twiddle
the
levers, and away we go.
Good night, you all.
Give it to the rich man. Give it to the rich man. Give it to the rich man. He'll know what to do. Give him every cent, man. He'll put it in a tin can. He can pay the rent, man. That's all you gotta do. The winds of change are blowing, blowing me off the road. Give my last dollar just to lighten up the load. I'd send it to the devil or sell it to the priest and send it off to China and sink it in the east. Give it to the rich man. Give it to the rich man. Give it to the rich man. He'll know what to do. Take the rain. If you can stand the lightning, then you can stand the pain. And you can learn the secret not known to everyone, that if you give it to the rich man, babe, then you'll have all the fun. Give it to the rich man. Give it to the rich man. Give it to the rich man. He'll know what to do. Give him every cent, man. He'll put it in a tin can. He can pay the rent, man. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do.
You have been listening to Grassroots, an hour-long webcast of the very finest in root country music on the World Wide Web. Webcast to you from Ragamuffin Media from their site at www.ragamuffinfsbusiness.co.uk. A site dedicated to promote the musical style and ethos of one of America's finest singer-songwriters, Mr. Jack Williams. We really do, Mike, hope that they've enjoyed our hour of music on our front porch, listening to the music of some of America's and England's finest singer-songwriters. This program is recorded every 2 weeks throughout the year from the home studio of Ragamuffin here in southern England. So please join us again, and next short time, be sure to tell all of your friends. your points of view, topics of interest, requests, or simply feedback. We'd really like to hear from you on this one. This has been a trial transmission, and you can email us direct from our website. We look forward to hearing from you. Until the next time, this is the old grey silver fox and his companion on the front porch, Mike Plumley.
Yeah, it's time for some more white lightning, I think.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. We wish you health, wealth and happiness as you all travel down the musical road of life. So as we say in the UK, from me and from him, it's a great night. Good night to you all.
Good night.